You know, just to get away from the goats, I lived in a shed for about 3 months, or what is it, 3-4 months, or whatever it was. Just to get away from them. I'm talking about bloodline goats. I can't even stand to be around the bloodline goats, much less a regular goat. I might can take them for a ride in an Uber or a Lyft or deliver some food for them or whatever, but and I might rub shoulders with them to do a job or whatever, but I can't stand to be around them. I really can't stand to be around them. A goat is a goat is a goat. And the goats all act the same. You can go here, you can try to get away from them and change to another place and think they'll be different, but they're all the same. And that proves it's an archetype. All the goats act the same, which proves there's an archetype, the archetype. All the goats, the Bible says, are all in for the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's all they care about. And so if that's all they care about, they're all going to act the same. It's called an archetype. And this is not Carl Jung. This is typology. The Bible talks about types and shadows. The types and shadows and anti-types. So there's an archetype. Arch means superseding. Over and above, beyond. There's an archetype, which means arch is an overarching typology. And if you're still stupid enough not to understand that, ignorant brethren, and you think, oh, that's Carl Jung. No, Carl Jung stole it from the truth. There's archetypes in animals, in buildings, in artwork, in cars. There's an archetype in animals, in everything that you do. In your thumb, and your thumb has an archetype compared to your index finger. There's archetypes in all things. The reason is Jesus is the greatest archetype of all things. He's the archetype of all things. Well, what about this or this? He became sin for you, didn't he? He had to go to the cross. He had to die for you. So what's the archetype of sin? Death. He died for you. Sin brings death. An archetype. The typology. Long story short, if you're ignorant, stay ignorant. If you want to learn, listen and learn. It's up to you. It's your choice. But you think you know something when you don't. When you start, especially if you're a legalist, listen, all you legalists that are listening, why is your face sour? Why are you not happy? Why do you have a sour face? Look in the mirror. Why does your face look like you just ate a lemon? Because you're under law still. You claim to be saved, but you went back under law. That's why you're miserable and bitter and pointing your finger at everybody else when you can't even understand what we're saying, legalist. You can't even hear us. You're attacking something you don't even understand. You don't even understand it, and you're attacking it. And I'm making it so simple a child could get it. And it's right in front of you. Look at the telephone poles. There's an archetype of telephone poles. There's an archetype of trash cans. There's an archetype of certain shapes. Certain shapes signify to protect you from getting hurt. There's archetypes because Jesus is the greatest archon. And archon means arch. Jesus is the archetype of all things. And whether you understand it or not, it don't matter. I'm telling you the truth. You need to pray about it and figure it out. Because if you just criticize without thinking, that proves you're ignorant. That proves you're ignorant. And if you're ignorant, I can't even talk to you. If you think you already have the answers, and you don't, how can somebody talk to you? When you can't even hear what we're saying, how can they talk to you when you want to talk and argue and think and act like you know it all when you don't know nothing? How's that even possible to argue with somebody who's speaking way high above what you can even understand? It's best just to sit down and sit in class and raise your hand and ask questions, you know? I'm just being real. And the reason I can be real is because I did the work. And I'm not talking about being for salvation. I'm talking about to understand what's really happening around me. I sacrificed. I did the studies. And I got out of a box. So if you're in a denominational box, you can't hear me. You just can't hear me.